Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen, and I'm here with psychic Neil Baker. Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
Well, here we are again.
Yeah.
Trying to think of something creative to say. But we are glad that all of you are here. And got a couple callers in the queue. Want to let those who are new to the show know that we get to calls at about 15 minutes or 20 minutes into the show. So please keep your place in line, because if you drop out, then I'll have to reorder the queue. So you definitely want to hang on and wait till we get to your call. So everybody currently in the queue will be getting a reading. Our call-in number is 914-338-0164 and area code 306. If you'd like to speak with us, please press 1 on your phone. That raises your hand. So hopefully you're hearing me, because I don't see you pressing one. Anyhow, want to let everybody know how to stay connected with us. You may follow us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can join us on Facebook, on Twitter, or you can call Neil, 562-596-7818. And today on our show, we're discussing past life plot lines. Neil?
Yeah, that's right. Past life plot lines are basically, they're inherent in our birthday codes. Our birthday codes do reveal some of the content of our past lives. And that's another matter, because it has to do with numbers and how to divine what the meaning of the numbers is and how they correspond to your other numbers. And that's something that Kristen and I are going to elaborate on in time in our book, on numerology, that has to do with plot lines of the past life. But we can identify some of our past life history by certain elements. Number one, a good clear element is defining the way you were born. You can define the way you were born by looking at your family, your religion.
So you're talking
your mother,
about location,
father,
and the circumstances
location.
Surrounding your birth. So
yeah.
What is that? How do we translate that information to connect it to a past life? Because it seems a little bit challenging.
Well, you have to, you know, past lives can be very diverse. So if you have a past life in China, that is, you know, how are you going to connect it to the one you have today? Except if you, I had a client that had nothing to do with China, was born and raised in Texas, and yet had a kind of an interest in China. Ultimately, went to China on a tour, on a bike riding tour, and had a strong connection to China. Now, that was in the person's life. They didn't understand why they had this obsession with China. And yet in a reading, I, without having known this information, I said, gee, you know, you had a past life in China. And the person said, oh, my God, I'm obsessed with China. I don't know why, but I've always been obsessed with it. I have no idea why. I even was able to go there on a visa, and I did a bike riding tour through China. But I just felt it. But this explains it, because I was coming with the information before the person said anything. and it validated. We can have past life energies from other countries, other nations, other regions, so to speak, without having any connection to it in our immediate birth. Nothing is there, but it's in the past life energy where we still have karma left over. When we look at our immediate birth, and what's interesting about the energy of past lives is that every time we're born into a family, there's a lineage, a genealogy of energy, of events, of past ground. Oh, your great-great-great-grandfather was fought in the American Revolution. And so we go back deep into the energies of that past life, and you kind of wonder if you're in alignment with your ancestors' histories, how can you therefore have a past life in China or Russia or anywhere across the world, Africa, and then have a lineage there? It shows you the diversity of what the human soul is able to experience on the planet, and that we get into that kind of Buddha idea that we're all in this one element of time. And ultimately, we're all linked to, at least in theory, to Adam and Eve, to the first. There had to be one man and one woman that started this whole thing somewhere in time. So we're all linked to that, and then from there, there's diversity. And we're not even getting into the notion of past lives on other planets, past lives on other planes.
Do we all have past lives on other planets, Neil?
No, not all of us. But there were visitations. Now that gets into another mystery about past lives. There's visitations that alien forms had with members of the Earth and commingled. So we've got some of the genes of alien energies in our system.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, the idea of the reptilian. I get a lot of clients who call me, oh, is this person reptilian? You know, the reptilian, this and that and the other. And that part of the process was in the commingling, the co-sexual relationship between aliens
and
even between angels. Now, angels don't copulate. They don't have that energy. But on the astral plane, there is an intermingling of energy. So we even have a lot of people who profess to be angels. No, angels are not humans and humans are not angels, but there is an element of the transference of energy, especially on the cosmic plane, where the angelic form and the astral form of a human soul commingled. And that becomes a kind of a hybrid of energy that, and indeed angels are around us all the time and they move through our bodies constantly. So there's that energy, and we get a We're a composite not only of angels and alien energies and all this kind of thing on that line, but we're also a composite, if you will, of several different diverse past lives. So that's why so many of us have such a vast interest in something beyond by which we are born. Now, for those of us, real quickly, for those of us who were born in our time zone, and we remain constantly in our time zone. We work in the same factory that our father owns, and then we become the manager of that factory. That human being is more or less on a linear past life
right.
energy.
Well, something that specifically came to my mind while you were talking, Neil, is traits that aren't in sync with any of those of our family members. People that are very different from the family members in terms of their likes and dislikes or talents, intelligence, et cetera, looks. Some of us end up in families where, yes, there are similarities, but there are vast differences as well. And that's interesting because that has to definitely tie into past life energies,
yeah.
I would think.
Now, every word that I say is connected to past life energies, but there are stowaways, there's vagabonds, there's tagalongs, there's adoptees. That you can actually, a human soul that finds no element of family energy on the planet in terms of their karma, can be introduced into another, a new family, so to speak. just so that they can have entry into the planet to carry out whatever karma and energy they have to carry out. So you can actually have this, I guess you would call it attachment. You can have, a human being can be an attachment to a family that doesn't really have a direct, distinct, linear energy. We also get into the idea that the Cain and Abel idea, that two brothers, so to speak, two brothers, two sisters, can be opposite ends of the energy. One can be a gatherer, the other one's a hunter, one is a farmer, the other one's a butcher. The idea that we have a diverse split dichotomy can also be established in the concept of how a karma is enveloped into one family zone, and yet there's such diversity. Because when you think about it, you know, we're not, when you look at animals, most of them pretty much look alike when they're born, the litter. I mean, there's variations, but when you get into the higher form of an energy, you know, oh, my son or my daughter plays the clarinet, my other one is nothing but an athlete. One is sensitive and likes to go to musical dramas, the other one is the complete opposite and loves football. What is this energy? Because when we go deep into the lineage of our current history, we forget to factor in the idea that our souls come from different areas, and so therefore that gets wrapped up into the current status of who we are as a human being, and so we're this diverse energy. Well, now you have to get into the concept of not the body, but the soul. So the soul does not necessarily reflect the body. The body we trace back into our lineage, our current lineage. We do a whole test of that. The soul, though, has nothing to do with our current lineage. The soul has to do with the diversity of what, where that soul has been throughout all time and space, which, like I said, includes other planets, the cosmic realm, all kinds of things. So that soul carries a different history, and what comes out of that soul is the tracings of our past lives. Now, the individual chapters, we're in an individual chapter in this lifetime. And that individual chapter says that this is where we're supposed to be. So we have to, of course, examine that and look deeply into and analyze exactly what family we've been born into, what does our mother do, what does our father do, what's the background of the history of our family. All of that exists on what I call the linear plane. It's very important, but it doesn't really capture the depth of the soul, but it does start to give us some definition as to why we're here and for what general purpose that is to be. But it doesn't include the whole picture.
Okay, Neil. And that's about all we have time for, I'm sorry to say, because we've got a long list of callers here. So let's get to the callers, Neil, and if there's additional time, we can get back to this. Is that okay with you?
That's fine, yeah.
All right. Area code 315, if you'd like to speak with us, please press 1, and everybody in the queue is going to be getting a reading, so please, again, hold your place in line. Thank you. Area code 306 is the first caller. Good morning. She's having another meeting. Are you there, 306? Hello.
Okay.
Unbelievable. Okay, 202. Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Sophia.
Sophia?
Yep.
And where are you calling from?
Yeah.
Where are you calling from?
Maryland.
And your birth date, Sophia, please.
It's 7/16/1987.
Okay. What's your question, Sophia? 1424.
I have a question about a guy I just kind of started dating maybe like a month ago. Like, we've known each other for maybe like a month. What do you see around that? Or him or me? Or
okay.
Well, Sophia, I don't know why, but there seems something on the side that has to do with money problems. Now, I know you're dating a guy, and maybe not money problems are immediately what comes to mind when you're you know, meeting somebody, but somehow what's linked to your energy with this person has something to do deeply in the course of a money problem. That's where that's the deep background of what brought this person in. Now, that's notwithstanding the fact that there's going to be attraction and love or some sort of vibe going on, but there is a money problem. Let me ask you something, Sophia, just for the part of the conversation real quickly. Are you in or have you been in any kind of money problem situation?
Yeah, I have been, definitely.
Okay. Well, most of us have. You know, that's not a great psychic revelation. But in terms of coursing through the depth of giving you a reading about this person, that's one point that would have to be analyzed, because from that we would derive part of the meaning as to why this person is coming into your world. Now, as far as you know, this person, to your knowledge, have they had any money problems?
No, I have no knowledge of that. He hasn't shared anything like that to me. I haven't seen anything that would indicate that.
Okay. So right now the attention is on your energy. Do you currently have any money problems?
I could use more, definitely.
Okay. Well, for the sake of time, this relationship is a past life relationship. That's number one. So it has
okay.
to do with... It has to do with a past life. You've connected to this person before. Now, the only other portion of this energy would be around the age of 12, Sophia, did you go through any change? Was there any change? You know, this is around the 6th, 7th grade. Was there any change in the location, moving, home, anything to your recollection?
Yeah, we moved a lot around that age.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, that's the second part. So as I'm building my web around your connection to this person, one is about money problems, the other is about moving around a lot. So, you know, I haven't composed the entire picture yet, but I'm starting to get a vibe as to why this person's in your life, where it's coming from. But like I said, I'm only getting a few ingredients right now. I haven't built my recipe yet. And so there's something to do with that. Now, was anybody in your life... In your family, anybody connected to the military?
Yeah, I have uncles and some cousins.
Yeah. So now we're getting deeper. See, I'm starting to, like a spider, you know, when I was a kid, I'd watch spiders build a web, and you never know at the beginning what they're up to until you get a look at the beautiful design at the end. So I'm starting to build a web around you to discover where all this is coming from. So let me tell you this. Because I won't have a lot of time to go into your reading, but this, where you knew this person before was in a war zone, maybe the Civil War, and he died during the war. You were in love with him, and he died in battle during the war, maybe even at Gettysburg. That's the first.
Interesting.
That's the first. Unraveling of the blanket that I'm starting to look at. I'd have to go into more depth from there, but that's where it starts. By the time we end up to the present moment, it probably would make sense, but you would have never realized it until we got to that place. I mean, it's a journey. But I will say this, that the energy, I don't know exactly where it's going to go yet, because I haven't had time to elaborate on his birthday or anything, because I got sidetracked over here. But the element of where it's going is coming from a distinct past life.
All right. Well, further exploration can be done via Neil's phone number, 562-596-7818. Hopefully that helps, Sophia.
Okay, yeah, that was great. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, our next caller, 985. Good morning, 985.
Hi, my name is Vicki, and my birth date is 7/24/88.
Thank you.
And I'd like
88. 7/24/1988.
Just like
yeah. Okay, Vicki, is it IE or just Y? Vicky.
Why?
The spelling. Thank you. And where are you calling from, Vicky? 913.
I'm calling from Mobile, Alabama.
She's the same number,
yeah.
Isn't she?
Mm-hmm.
The last caller, 39123. Okay, welcome to the show, Vicky. What's your question?
I don't know. I'm just giving you my birthday. I want to see what kind of life path this is all about here.
Okay, hold on just a sec.
Well, Vicky, first of all, do you have any siblings? Do you have any sisters?
I have one.
Well, okay, first of all, as I'm picking up on energy, Vicky, I don't know why today, for today's reading, the first vibe I get is about, has your sister coming in? So it could just be the way I'm sort of getting connected to you, but there is about the sister element. Now, does that sister have at least one child?
Yes.
And to your knowledge, has her children ever gone through any kind of problem, difficulty, emotional trauma?
I don't know. I don't think so. No.
You don't? Have you?
No.
Are you close? You don't? Are you close?
I am. We live some distance away, so I'm not always there. So I don't know. You know, there may have been something, and she never told me. So
okay, I get it.
There may have been something.
I get it. Now in the family. Now let's go into another department. In the family, any divorces with mom, dad? Any separation?
Oh no, they're still together, parents.
And how about you? Were you ever in a situation, Vicky, where you lived with anybody and there was a split up?
I did temporarily. I mean, I am young. I did live with two people, and I had to leave. So
Okay,
it was a problem. Yeah. You're right on that. Yeah.
Okay. So what I'm doing, you know, because the readings on the radio are really, they're not built to be elaborate, but the element is that there's two things going on. There's a feeling that I'm getting about you that's going to occur this July about a new relationship. So there's something to do with a relationship energy. It's a new relationship. It's not one you're in. It's a new relationship. Doors open up in July, and in this relationship, I don't know, something going on about it that has some topic revolving around children. I don't know yet what that means, but there's something revolving around children. Now, first of all, Vicky,
mm-hmm.
Are there any teachers or part-time teachers or tutors in the family, anybody who got a degree in college, anything like that?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah, many, many.
Uh-huh.
All my family has gone to school. They're all educated, yes.
Yeah. So now I'm moving a little bit deeper into your psyche and your life, and I'm starting to put something together. I can tell you this. The biggest impact I can tell you is that in July there's a new relationship coming. Are you currently a single or in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship right now. Yes,
and
I'm in one right now.
You're in one right now. And is this one intensely positive or is there some trouble in it?
It's intensely troubled.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So troubled. So what I'm thinking, Vicky, is that
okay.
when you turn 27, there's
right.
going to be a change. In other
right.
words, this relationship, at 27, this July, somewhere in that year, there's going to be a break, one way or the other. The relationship may not be able to withstand the tension anymore. And then that's
okay.
going to open a door by which someone new comes in. You're not married to this person, are you?
No.
Yeah, well, something is bound to break, more than likely will break, and then that sets the stage for the new energy to come in. Now, that's the beginning of the reading. That's just the tip of the iceberg. I mean tip. But that's where, so we're on the relationship,
okay,
and that's where it starts to flow.
All right.
All right. All right. Now,
hello?
Is there, oh, hello, yes.
Hi, go ahead.
Hi. Yeah, this new relationship, something, I'm sort of an intuitive, something told me that there will be someone coming into my life, but they're foreign. They won't even be from this country for some reason. I don't know why.
We do have to move on, but Neil, briefly.
Oh, okay.
Well, what you're picking into, Vicki, is the element of a past life. You're going back past life. There is some foreign energy, and on a side note, however brief it plays out, there's going to be something to do with France.
Okay.
But that's on a side note. Yeah, on a side note.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome. 562-596. 7818 is Neil's number, and we have 678. Everyone in the queue is getting a reading. I want to remind everybody, just hold your place in line. We'll be getting to each of you. 678. Sue.
It's Sue from Atlanta. How are you?
We got it. 1-2. Do you hear the birth date? 52262, and she's a 27-9. Hi, Sue. How's it going?
Hey there. Hey, I actually met a new gentleman younger than I. He's a physician. I met him, ironically, on May 2nd, and I'm going out with him for dinner tonight. So do you guys get any feeling? I feel there's a lot of familiarity. I don't know if I've had a past life with him.
Do you have a birth date for him, Sue?
No, I don't yet. I'll find that out later.
And probably a little early to find out a birth date. But you lost your husband, didn't you, a couple of years back?
Yes, in 2011.
Okay, I just wanted to get that clear, Neil.
And you said you met him on. You said you met this person May 2nd.
Yes, which is a lot of 52. I'm 52,
yeah,
May 22nd, and all that 5-2 stuff.
Definitely.
And it's a full moon weekend, so it's kind of interesting.
Well, yeah, I know, and some of it's pretty obviously fresh on the surface. Because you're born 5-2-2 and you met him on 5-2, and it's past life. He's somebody you know from your past life. Now that also means that your first and last numbers in your entire birth date are 5 and 2.
Right.
So you met him in a past life, but because you're beyond the age of 27, he wasn't to come in until you were past a lot of karma. So he's coming in from a past life via karma, but you don't meet him until you've gone through a lot of karma. See, now you're meeting him.
Gotcha.
And so 62 from 2015 in this case, because you just had you're going to have a birthday coming up, so I got to do 2014, would be 52, so you're 52. And you're going to be having a major change at 54, which is double your karma.
Double your karma. Double your fun.
Yeah.
And the irony is all of my mother, my father, and my husband died on the 27th.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So that 27 doubled is like karmic too.
Yeah. Well, that's because in a past life, on a tribal level, your family was wiped out in a tribal massacre.
Oh, boy.
So that's why all of this stuff came. You know, a lot of us in tribal, past life tribal zones, you know, the tribe would be invaded and a lot of people died. So you have a past life tribal zone where a lot of people died in one massacre, one battle. And that's why that energy comes. Now, this person that you're dealing with now is a past life energy. Now, the musician has to do with music is very important to the tribe because music is the language of a tribe. So we tend to think that we have individual musicians, but music really, the birth of music was to give communication and binding energy to a tribe. That's where it first comes from.
Very cool.
Yeah. Of course, it's changed. I mean, it changed way early in history. We have individual musicians, soul musician, you know, soul lonely musicians. It's lost its element of tribal consciousness. But any musician will tell you, I'm trying to reach a tribe. I'm trying to speak for the individual, for the cosmos, for whatever. And so there's still
that
a link,
true.
A human connection. So what you have, this musician is coming from a past life tribal zone that's probably very much connected to the overall tribal zone of your family. That's where the story starts. Now, it doesn't end. It just starts there.
Okay, Sue. Well,
so
let us know
how... When someone comes in, real quick, when someone comes in, is that to finish the karma, or this is kind of a new outlay?
Okay, that's a good question. He's coming in to wrap up karma you have that you two have together, but on this note, you can renew your energies together beyond the karma and formulate what I would consider to be a transcendent relationship. So it's got karma mixed in with the element of surprise. That means it can transcend into something beyond karma.
But that's a creative journey,
yeah,
rather than
be,
a destined.
It's not a probably not a destiny journey, but it can be creatively.
That's a conscious one.
exactly.
It's a relationship that has a lot of creativity into it that could lead to transcendence.
Sue, so let us know what happens.
Okay, I shall. Thanks so much, guys. Have a good
Thank
day.
You.
Bye.
You too. Bye. Okay. 770 is next. Good morning, 770.
Good afternoon. Good morning over where you are, and good afternoon where I am. How you doing? This is Maddie.
Hi. Maddie.
Krista, Neil. I'm calling for someone else. I'm calling for my daughter. She's at work, so she asked me to call for her. She has a friend in her life. Birthday is 5/21/68, and her birthday is...
Birthday. Is that correct, the friend that you're asking about?
Her friend's birthday is 5/21/68, and her birthday is 12/17/69.
Okay. Go ahead with the question.
She keeps coming to me asking me questions, and I don't really have the answers for her. I do, but I don't. She have a hard time receiving for me, and so I said she asked me, well, call Neil for me. I said I will. And I have the time, so that's why I'm calling for her.
So the question?
The question what do you see around this relationship? Because she's want to know if it's going to work or is it not going to work or what?
This is a romantic interest, a friend of your daughter?
Yes. It has gotten very romantic when he moved in with her, yes.
So it's a friend of your daughter.
No, they're living together now. Is that correct, Maddie? Just to get to that
yes, they're right? Living together now, yes.
Okay. And so your daughter, because you first mentioned it's a friend of your daughter, so...
It's really not.
It's really not a friend. I'm considering it's a boyfriend, right?
Yes.
Okay. Well, the element of what's going on here, the journey of their life... The friend is a 5 and your daughter is a 9 in master number. And that equates to a 14 or 5, which means that this person that has come into your daughter's life was the leading factor of a past life connection. In other words, this person is coming in to help build a communication energy with your daughter. And this person has a great responsibility to resolve a past life karma that they had. Oh. You see how the days are 21 and then the month is 12? The friend is born on the 21st and your daughter is born on the 12th. Well, when you invert those...
No, on the 17th.
Yeah. She was born on the 17th. Yeah, your friend is born on the 21st, and your daughter's the month is 12.
Oh, the month is 12, yes. Yes.
When I invert the month of your daughter, it becomes the day that this guy was born. Now, another
thing. Oh, yes. Yes, that is so true. You reverse it. Yes, I see.
Now, another thing is if I take their days and I align their days together, the 2 and the 1 in both of their days becomes 21. And the 1 in the 7 in both of their days becomes 17, which is the day you were born. Now, and the same thing happens with the year when you crisscross them, 6 and 8 and 6 and 9. So they have this is a very intense relationship that could possibly lead to marriage, children, etc. They have to go through a certain level of communication. So they're living under one roof to build this element of communication with that kind of intensity. Now, from there, it can develop into something very, very deep and very special. There's no guarantee, but what's going on, Maddie, is that their relationship is being built on the premise of communication leading to marriage. That's what it's built.
Okay. Sounds good, then.
Sounds
good. But he really locked it in fast. Oh boy, he put her name on his bank account. She had him the money. And I thought, what is this? But he took out insurance just in case something happened to him. She's the beneficiary. I said, wow, this is weird for knowing someone for about 4 or 5 months.
Well, Maddie, this explains why his behavior seems abrupt and impulsive. But my explanation is considering why it's that way. I mean, I'm elaborating on the past life details.
Okay, Maddie. Well,
okay, thank you. That's very enlightening. Now I got a clear understanding.
Okay, great. Thank you. 562-596-7818. Okay, we have 21 minutes left, Neil, and our caller order is 814-951-210-563, and we'll get back to 306 if they're also having a reading for someone else. 814, good morning.
Hi, this is Lisa. My birth date is 3/3/1973.
Thank you for having that already for us, Lisa. And where are you calling from?
Northwestern Pennsylvania.
Okay. Welcome to the show. What's your question? Interesting birth date.
3/3/1973, yeah. My question for you is I have a friend that lives in another state, and we've actually been separated the past few years. But yet, lately, we seem to be growing closer, and I was just wondering if there's some past life connections there.
Sure. What's the birth date? Is this female or male?
I'm sorry?
Is a friend female or male? Is it like a friend or a romantic possible friend?
It's a male friend.
It's a male friend. What's the birth date?
Their birth date is 12/12/75.
You know, it's interesting. Why is that they become threes? The 12 and 12 and the 75. Matching numbers. It's really weird. Okay, 6, 16. Go ahead, Nico.
This past life connection you have with this person, and again, like the other former caller regarding her daughter and her boyfriend, this has a transcendent possibility connected to it. In fact, it's rather strong. This gets kind of interesting, Lisa. The person, though, is compounded, meaning that there are numerical birthdays, 28 equals 10 equals 1, so it has to be reduced twice. You're simply a 26 equals 8. So you're a straight 8. They're reduced twice, 28, 10, 1. Together you become a 9 from 18. 18 is a very powerful number. And like Kristen was saying, your months are comprise his day and month. 1 and 2 is a 3, and 1 and 2 is a 3. The 73 and the 75 correlate between the 7 and 5 and 7 and 3. They become each number that you're both. your multiples are on 8, which means that you had a change at 26. You also had a change at the age of 40. So we're 2 years into that change. There's a 2-year difference between the two of you. The only thing that might be a little difficult, Lisa, was this person ever married before?
Yes.
Yeah. So there would be a divorce, and the karma of that divorce could affect the vibration of your connection to this person. Now, that doesn't mean that it has to be a deal breaker, not by any means, but there is something significant about that marriage. I'd have to analyze some depth into that marriage and divorce to reconnect it to where you're at with this person. And who in the family has any artistic talent, even with cartoons or painting, colorful?
My brother used to do a lot of cartoons and stuff when we were younger.
Yeah, well, that doesn't matter. I can reach back there just, briefly, make the connection, come forward. So what I'm seeing, there's going to be something around Easter with this person that will be a shift changer. And I anticipate it might, I don't know yet how it's going to work out, but around Easter, do you have any plans to see this person around Easter?
With our schedules being the way they are, we actually have every plans we've made so far fallen through, so we're just kind of flying by the seat of our pants right now, trying to figure out when a good time would be to meet.
Well, let's consider around Easter that there's going to be an opening that could be fulfilling. So there's something around that zone. I can't go into any more detail than that, Lisa, just because of the time of, it's only an hour radio show. So there's something
right
in there that has to be looked at more deeply, but Easter would be a trigger date.
Okay, Lisa, and if you have additional questions, you can get in touch with Neil directly, 562-596-7818. But we
all
thank
right,
you
thank
for
you both so very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you. All right. Next caller, 951. Good morning.
Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, hey, Nathaniel. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. 5'7". I know you're 28, 10, 1. What's your year again?
Yeah.
57?
57. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a wonderful reflective energy. What's your question, Nathaniel?
5'7", 57.
Well, I'm behind on the rent this month. I'm hoping to get something together. It's kind of a weird question, but I hope I get the rent. Do you see me making it to the next, by tomorrow?
By tomorrow? Don't you have like a 4-day grace period?
It's already the 4th today.
Oh, today
it was due on the 1st, so they've given me a 5-day grace period.
Yeah, that's why I'm picking up a 4, Nathaniel, because I was thinking of I saw in my mind a 4-day grace period, and then you came in and said, well, today is the 4th day.
Yeah, not everybody pays rent on the 1st, I guess. People sometimes have different days to do. Today's the 4th.
Oh, well, I wasn't
thinking
about
okay. It. Yeah.
So, and your rent is due when?
The 1st.
Well, it was due on the 4th, the 1st, but they're giving me a grace period.
And how much period?
To the 5th, which is tomorrow. So if I don't pay tomorrow, I get the 3-day notice and,
Okay, now let me ask you something. I'm trying to respect your privacy. We're on the radio, so I'm trying to respect your privacy at the same time.
I'm sorry.
Where is between $400 and $500? How does that equate to how much money you need? Less, more, same?
I need less. I only need about $414.04, $300 and $414.04.
$314.04.
If that matters for the number.
I don't know how you're going to get it, but the indication, Nathaniel, is that I'm so close to giving you an accurate reading today that somehow it might come in. I don't know how you're going to get it. It could be a fast loan from somebody. I'm seeing, have you ever known in your whole life anyone named Peggy? Peggy, anywhere?
No, I don't believe so. I did know a Peggy in school in like sixth grade, I think, but
I don't care where we find this fish in the ocean. It's something I need to know. Okay, well, I'm seeing, Nathaniel, there seems to be some female energy that might come in to help you with this money zone. So it seems to be like a female person. And I
would it be my Aunt Mary? She's born in the year of the ox, and she's quite ruthless and narcissistic and not sharing for her day. She's born the day of a astute examination, August 24th.
Yeah, but she has money.
She has lots of money, but she's very non-sharing.
Ask her for the sake of the immediacy of your predicament, ask her for a loan so you can be safe from, and then worry about, you know, worry about the rest of it. But for the sake of the immediacy of your precarious situation, you ask her for a loan, tell her you'll pay her back, you sign a document, I don't care what you have to do, and she'll give it. She should give it to you. It's not that much money.
Okay, Nathaniel, let us know.
Thank you so much. And, you know, sorry for that one day I called in about a month ago and was really had a lot of interference going on. I really apologize.
That's okay, Nathaniel. It happens. It happens.
I was going through. Go ahead.
Yeah, you're having problems, but don't worry about it. And definitely let us know on Wednesday.
All right. Okay. Thank you so much. God bless. Bye-bye.
Welcome. Okay. We'll be putting out energy for you, for sure. Oh, gosh. Hope you make it. All right, 210.
Hi, can y'all hear me?
Yes, who's this?
Hi, my name is Mike, May 31st, 1991. And I also want to let you know that both of y'all are kind of breaking out on my end.
Really?
Kind of sporadically here and there. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not good.
What's the thing?
531.91. Well, I don't know what's going on.
I can make out what y'all are saying here and there, bits and pieces. But, I mean, I can hear the other callers great. Just on y'all's end, I just want to let y'all know for audio purposes, it's kind of breaking in and out.
Okay. What's your question, Mike?
I wanted to see what y'all get in the area of employment for me.
Okay.
The detail is most rewarding to the people you deal with. I see a job coming in. Some of it at the moment seems to require some kind of phone work. Have you ever worked via addressing customers or people through the phone, the internet, where you assisted them? I don't care to what capacity or how important it was. Did you ever have a job like that?
Yes.
Okay. Now, would that be a looking for now, even a means to an end?
I'm sorry, I could barely hear you. I have worked with people helping them over the phones and stuff with my own business, and the job that I'm looking at taking would be relevant to my degree, just not in the direct field, if you would.
Yeah. What's your degree in?
Meteorology.
Well, okay. Number one, Mike, you're going to be working, so I'm getting that. Now, I mean, as a psychic, I'm getting it. Not just anyone can say you're going to be working. I mean, on a psychic vibration, there's work coming in. Now, the mystery is somewhere. Now, this is only a mystery, so don't worry about what I'm about to say. It's somewhere between now and October. Now, that's the worst case note. Now, from there, what I'm going to do is bring it forward to as close as possible as I can make it, so October. So I go October, September, August, July, June, and I start to get vibrations around June now. When I go from June to May, I'm starting to see some difficulty that might be able to be worked out. Whether you know this person or not, did you ever encounter anybody with the letter W, Walter, William, anything with a W?
The only William I can think of was a previous employee, but I'm no longer there at the company.
You said employee, you said the magic word. You said previous employee. Employment is what your question was about. So I'm considering, for the brevity of the reading on the radio, you're going to be having some, you're going to be working in June. I can't specify a date yet, but that's the first window that I see in regards to helping you with your problem. I have to go more into elaboration. I don't have time. But
you
that's
just
where
said W, and the company that I just interviewed with starts with W. I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, the company you're interviewing is with a W. I'm going to put energy towards that, too, because it could be part of the flow of my reading, okay?
Okay, Mike. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. So just want to let the other callers that are listening know that, you know, it doesn't matter how significant the connection with the person is. If Neil is picking up on a name or a letter, it's anywhere in your life. It's a vibrational energy that's being read, so it doesn't need to be, you know, your father or your wife. Okay. Next caller, 563. Boy, we are 563 was next, but they dropped, so that's too bad for them. The next caller that we have in the queue is 856. Good morning.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, fine, thanks. Who's this, please?
Hi, Rosemaria. 12174. Hi, how are you guys? I haven't talked to you guys for a while. Whatever it is, because I know you don't have time, whatever you can pick up, or do you need a question?
No. 12174.
appreciate it.
You're welcome. 562-596-7818. And we've got 306.
One more.
And 306 right there.
Yes, I'm on the line, but I'm having great difficulty. You're in and out. I'm wanting to inquire about my daughter, Georgia, February 27th, 97. She's graduating from high school and trying to make a decision about which university to go to and also whether it's nursing that she really wants to do or not.
What's your name?
Pardon? My name is Joe.
Okay.
And so your daughter was born in 1997.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're in and out.
Your daughter was born in 1997?
Yes, February 27th, 97.
Okay. Well, nursing, yes, nursing. That's number one. And number
yes.
two, I'm not too concerned about because the karma of nursing is so strong that she's supposed to be doing it. Everything is going to help fall into place. But there's something to do with the university. The letter P, as in Paul, the letter P is important. So what university does she have to choose from right now?
Oh, I'm sorry. I can't even hear you because you're so broke up.
Okay.
Is that better? I think this is something on lots of radio.
Yeah.
I think so because I've switched phones as well.
Yeah.
And it started about 15 minutes ago or so. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. I guess we can't do this today. Thank you anyway.
Can you hear me? Hang that up. Hello?